Welcome to Your Daily Dose with Bob and Nick. I'm Bob. Today we talk art and installations with our friend Kelly Joy Ladd. Then Nick teaches us about a fun and creative concept called Exquisite Corpses. It's an interactive exercise that blew my mind, and it's a lot less about beautiful cadavers than you might think. Check it out. Experience and experiment, same first name.
Yeah.
Same family.
E-X-P-E-R.
Experi.
Experi.
Experi. Which is...
It's probably Greek for something, my
sure.
friend. It may be something like life.
I'm going to look that up.
I should. My mentor told me that connection. Experiment and experience. You know, you can't really have experience without the experiment.
Can it's, you appearance? Like, because the X,
yeah, it
maybe it's
be.
The appearance that's the word, because that's the... Like, you're appearancing, and then afterwards, you've had the experience.
Yeah, well, I was appearance, but now I'm an experience.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like that.
An appearance. That's a future experiment.
Yeah.
Or present. It could be present, too.
Yeah, that's true. All right. We should not be using words all that much.
Words. Who uses words
these
days?
Oh, so I had another
syncratic
moment.
Yeah.
At MoMA.
Oh,
I saw another piece that reminded me of another friend of mine, Scott White. Do you know Scott?
Yes,
a little bit. So Scott is an incredibly talented tattoo artist, but then he also does fine art as well, different pieces, sculptural, mainly painting, but some sculptural stuff. I have a piece of his in my house, and I had him on the show once on To a Certain Degree. And he also has kind of built like a little niche for himself in curating places. So he does all the art in Ethos.
Oh.
The restaurant.
Cool.
And a couple other places in town. So he got a space in Favo, the Faith Arts Village Orlando, one of the hotel rooms in there. And so what he does under the heading of So What Arts is the name of his kind of arts stuff, is have people come in and do different installations in the room. So take up the whole room. And so somebody had to cancel for this month. They have an open house every month. And so he invited me to come out and do something with typewriters.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, but it was Labor Day weekend and it was really bad storms because it was still Idalia going through.
Yeah.
So we didn't have many people going through. And we had the door kind of closed the whole time so the AC would work. And people didn't want to come in because it was weird. It was very odd looking. So Emily Martinez did these incredible murals on the wall. Like, hugely, you probably saw it on Orlando Weekly. I mean, just gorgeous. It was a whole installation. There was more pieces to it. But the murals were still up. And then we were in there I brought a desk and a typewriter and some bookshelves so people could take books. And we were trying to do Exquisite Corpses, which is kind of hard to explain to people in the first place. And they were like, the typewriter in and of itself is like a little intimidating too. But so people didn't want it. Like, we were waving them in. There's these big hotel windows in the room, and they were like, I don't understand that.
Hey, so it was ahead of its time.
Yeah,
it was like they just didn't know how to absorb it. So did anybody come in?
A few people did. Yeah. So we got gave away some books. A couple of people used the typewriter, but weren't that into it. I had more fun doing the Exquisite Corpses than anybody else.
I don't know what that is.
So it's the name of I think there's other names for the game itself. You could do it with art where you fold a piece of paper into quarters. And so you draw something in one quarter and kind of do the extending lines over to the next one. And then you hand it over to Bob and he'll do the next quarter. You see it often in the three pieces, like the head, the middle, and the feet.
Yeah.
With animals and stuff. That's an exquisite corpse. And then with stories, it's like somebody starts one. So you do the first paragraph. The next person reads the last sentence only and then does
fun.
It. So what we were doing is pick a sentence from a book that we have in the room, and then that starts the story, and then somebody else picks another sentence from another book that extends the story.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah.
That's how fun.
Yeah. Here, do you want to read you one?
Yes.
Please.
Because I did one that I thought was pretty good.
I like it because it has so many possibilities. It has so many chances to to change direction and then to see what the cumulative looks like once it's all together. So you actually have one that you...
I did this. I just kept picking sentences from books. So I did... Here's two of them.
And this is all you now. This isn't
multiple. Okay. Amory and Lillian Walters were at pains to be perfect host and hostess. Enter Lucius with an army of goths, with drums and soldiers. He gave her a startled look. Mother-in-law, sit yourselves down, please, and have some cakes.
Wow.
So that's one. This was another one. Now we will play hospital, said Adam Sobel. I will be the doctor and you will be the nurse. Let's get on with this, she said. I'm freezing to death. Calliope joined her on the rock. Do you think I could listen in? He shrugged eloquently. I'm sick.
That's a good one.
Wow. Those are cool. That's like poetry to me.
Yeah.
It's just because it is the little stories that you actually, as you listen along, your brain pictures it.
Building it. Yeah.
Yeah. And it does. And it's very, it's like, it doesn't matter what the words are almost. Your brain will just naturally follow along, picture these people. Oh, another person's just been introduced into the three sentence story. And, you know, it's like, I like that. I think that's kind of a cool mental exercise. Thank you for sharing.
All right. We're going to do more of them then. If it's a cool mental exercise.
I think you should. Yeah. I think you should.
It's like, it's a fun game.
Hey, it's Nick. Thanks for listening. So not to get super nerdy on you, but I'm going to. Both experience and experiment come from the same root, experiri, which is more fun to say. We should have just kept that. It's Latin, of course. Ex, meaning out of, and then peritus, being the rest of the word, meaning tested. Wow. And then The Exquisite Corpse is a game that is credited to a few French surrealists from the early 20th century. And the reason it's called that is because that was one of the first lines from the game. The exquisite corpse shall drink the new wine. And they just called it Exquisite Corpse and called it a day. And I'm going to call it the end of this episode. Okay.